Joining us now, she's LPGA player Jackie Stolting. Welcome back into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me.
You know, these guys tried to get me to say your name wrong all morning.
Again.
And I
always say it wrong.
And I rose above this morning.
And so. It's not like it's not like he goes Jacque. He says your last name wrong.
I know.
It gets butchered all year on tour. Don't worry.
And they tried and tried and tried, and I held true. So, all right. So, grade your year on the LPGA Tour for me. You know, we are always harder on ourselves. So, what's a grade for yourself for this year?
I mean, if I'm going to compare myself to last time on tour, I would give myself a B. Okay. But if I were to just not grade myself from last time, I would give myself like a C plus.
Okay.
So what would you have graded the 2014 effort?
Oh, an F.
An F. Okay. All right. I was just wondering how.
Well, 2015, I think.
15, that's right. Yeah.
2015 is when I lost my card. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious, you know, how big a jump it was. I mean, you played in a bunch of cool events and you made nine cuts. You earned enough to be, you know, just outside the top 100 in the on the money list. And looking at the events you played, you know, was there a real advantage going back to some courses that you had seen the last time you were out there? I mean, you also had some new courses.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like the courses that I had already been to, I felt so much more comfortable this year just, you know, knowing where the locker room is, for instance, and knowing the golf course, really. I was able to play sometimes just one practice round and feel comfortable teeing it up on Thursday. So mentally, it was a huge difference as well. I really just felt a lot more comfortable for the most part. And the new courses, yes, I did have to learn them, but it was also kind of nice knowing that everybody else was learning them too.
Well, that's what I was sort of a leading question, because your second best finish of the year came at a new event on a new course, the Indy Women in Tech Championship, played up there at the Brickyard, which is, you know, just from a historical perspective, is an amazing course, because, you know, there are three or four holes inside the Brickyard, the Indianapolis 500 track, and I've played there a bunch of times. Because everyone was seeing it for the first time, did that play into your – was that an advantage for you?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, like you said, everyone's seeing it for the first time. So it's one of those courses that, you know, we have no clue what to expect. We don't know what the scores are going to be like. The greens are massive, but they're difficult. And in all honesty, my caddy, which is my husband, and I were talking, and we thought the scores would be high, and they ended up being really low. So it's really one of those hard things that's going to be difficult to know what the scores are going to be like on a brand new course. But I also, that was the most family and friends I had there of the whole year. Mm. And so for some reason, I tend to play better when I have family and friends in the crowd cheering me on. And I think it maybe just gives me that extra push to play better, you know, since they did come to watch me. So, but that was such a cool course with the four holes in the track. To be honest, it doesn't really feel like you're inside the track, also because there's no cars going around. But at the same time, you can see, you know, the stands in there. And actually in the pro-am party, or no, maybe it was on Wednesday, we actually got to go and ride in a car. It was just the Chevy Impala, but we were going up to 120 around the track. So that was really cool to experience before we got to even play.
Nice. All right. So as the season wraps up here and you have some status for next year, to Q school or to not Q school, that is the question.
So right now, my mind is saying absolutely not, but that's probably because I just got off an airplane from New Zealand and I'm overly tired and a little burnt out from golf, but I don't know. You know, I looked and the person that finished in my position last year, they got into almost every single event that I did this year, except for maybe one or two. So I don't know. I mean, it's $2,500 for LPGA members to go to final stage. I could take that money and just go do the Monday qualifiers for those two events that I might not get into. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet.
Well, we just had, you know, our old commish, Mike Nichols, on. Talking about some of the barriers to entry and the barriers to sticking around and the financial implications of it, and, you know, seeing players who are on the Symetra Tour for the sixth straight year without ever making the jump up, without ever getting to the second or third stage of Q school, and wondering, you know, when is it time to give it up and when is it not? I mean, when you look at something like that $2,500 for Q school, I mean, you have to really analyze, would it be smarter to go and local qualify? I mean, are there too many barriers to entry? Your text to me, I asked you what your status was, and it was like, I mean, it was mind-numbing to try to figure out. It shouldn't have been a text. It should have been an email or yes, like a tome of some sort. You know, do we make it unnecessarily difficult to figure out where you stand and how many tournaments you can play in, and these web.com guys and the Symetra players, they have trouble getting into events. I mean, you fight so hard to earn that card, and it's not like a get out of jail free card.
Right. I mean, it's all relative, depending on who enters the tournament ahead of you. And that's really what it comes down to. And to be honest, I mean, why 101 gets conditional status on the money list is because what happens is twice in the year, they'll take everyone that has quote unquote conditional status. So the 101 to 125 from this year, the 21 through 45 from Q school. And after, I think, 6 events, they'll say, okay, however you are ranked on the money list is how we're going to reshuffle you. So that way, if you're, say you are way low down on the priority, but you had an awesome, you know, you got into 3 events at the beginning of the year and you played awesome, you get to reshuffle and get into more events. Your priority goes up. Mm. So that's, you know, kind of why it's the quote-unquote conditional status, is that, you know, maybe you're not necessarily guaranteed your position number the entire year. But that being said, if I go back to Q school and I finish 20th, I move up only 9 spots.
Ew.
So, you know, to me, it's like, well, is $2,500 even worth it? And I'm not even guaranteed to finish in the top 20 at Q school. You know, I still got to grind it out. It's the week after Thanksgiving, where I could just put that $2,500 and go do these Monday qualifiers that most likely are right after another tournament. So I'd already be kind of out on the road. But also, I know that I'm most likely going to get into at least 15 to 18 events next year. And my husband and I kind of talked and said, look, if you're good enough, then you'll be able to play well in those events that you get into to try and keep your card or move up on the money list for next year. And I am kind of at that point that I spent 5 years on the Symetra Tour, got my card, failed, went back on the Symetra Tour, got my card again, and I am at the point where it's like, you know, it's now or never. I'm either good enough to keep my card or good enough to, you know, move up, or, you know, it's time to move on. So, you know, fortunately, I was able to keep good status. I do think that there's some things I kind of worked on after this year, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to play another year right after I played on the LPGA, because that was the thing. Last time I was on the LPGA, I had to take a year back on the Symetra Tour.
Mm.
So it is. It's one of those things that, you know, no one can really tell you what the right thing is to do. It's just kind of a gut decision, and, you know, talk to my family about it and see what happens. I mean, I don't have to enter. I think it's maybe for another month or so. So I can sit here and think about it for a little bit.
Again, joined by LPGA player Jackie Stolting. And so what has to get better for you to get into, let's say, the top 50 on the LPGA Tour in your game?
I think for me, it's a mental thing, which is always, you know, I feel like I love to read different books about the mental part of the golf game. And I know out there, like, that's really what separates the best from, you know, just the mediocre. And for me, so many times this year, like twice, I think I was tied for the lead on the third round of tournaments and then finished 18th and 22nd or something like that. And I think if I could have held a little bit stronger, seeing my name up on the leaderboard, you know, I may have been able to get a top 10 and move up on the money list and be having a full card this year. So I think, you know, really giving it 100% over every single shot. And, you know, 72 holes, it's a lot. It's, you know, Symetra Tour is typically only 54-hole events, and I tend to play, you know, be able to stick through it for those 3 rounds. But 4 rounds is totally different out there, and it's a lot more tiring. I've played 8 events in a row this year, so I think my mental lapse was lacking here and there.
Is it a mental? You see your name up at the top of the leaderboard. Is it a that they're pushing too hard, or are you trying to let it come to you? I mean, where does that come into play? I mean, is there too much effort put into it in terms of I'm there, I want to try and keep myself there, as opposed to maybe just letting it happen? How do you handle that scenario?
Yeah, a little bit of that of, you know, I am right there, let's keep it going. But it's also a little nerve-wracking when, you know, all of a sudden you see five Golf Channel carts coming up and they're, you know, over your ball before you get to your ball, looking at the lie, you know, and now all of a sudden I'm like, holy crap, every single shot is going to be on TV. You know, I'm not in one of those groups that's always on TV yet. So it was a little bit of a nerve-wracking thing of knowing that, holy crap, I was doing great, and then I hit a wall of realization of where I'm at right now. And I think for me on Sundays this year, I just wasn't able to move up very much. I was just able to play like even par golf or a little over par golf on Sunday. And I don't, you know, I got to figure out how to make that jump and be able to continue to play that fearless golf. And yeah, exactly. Like you said, letting it come to you.
Well, I blame your caddy. Do you?
All the time. it's funny because a lot of people say that, like, oh my gosh, your husband caddies for you. Do you guys get along all the time? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's just like any other relationship
out there. You know, but we make it work. And I know that 100% he has my back out there. We definitely have our differences. And we've had plenty of conversations over the year on what we could have done better. And, I think. But in every caddy player relationship, there's always things that can improve. And you know, unless you win that week, then I'm sure that there's things that could have been better where either, you know, I should have maybe listened to a club choice that he chose or vice versa. Maybe he shouldn't have suggested something that, you know, made me change my mind. So it is a work in progress. I won't sugarcoat it. It is tough out there, but I'm lucky enough that I do have my husband and that, I can lean on him in the difficult times and I can be a little bit more vulnerable with him on the bag.
Yeah, you don't want to go Robert Allenby or Christy Kerr on your husband.
Well, Jackie, we always love having you on the show. Good luck with your Q school decision. I would probably say no at this point. That's just me on the outside looking in.
Take the $2,500, go to the dog track.
Yeah, exactly. But have a good off season, get everything prepped up and ready to go and start rocking it beginning next year.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm hoping that this off season I'll be able to get it all together, and next year you'll see me a lot more on the leaderboard.